Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Brazil has become the second country to pass 50,000 deaths with coronavirus. So Brazil is starting to grapple with higher and higher numbers and higher death rates. As we've discussed previously, the USA still tops one of the largest countries having coronavirus. 2.3 million cases, 122,000 deaths. Brazil comes in at 1 million cases. Then Russia at 592,000. India, 430,000. UK, 305,000. Pakistan is starting to rise with one of the largest spikes in cases, 181,000 total cases with 4,400 new cases. Pakistan, they say people are just literally fighting for beds in the hospital. According to some reports, hospitals have been turning people away, especially older individuals. And there were beds that they were trying to keep for healthcare workers so they could get back on the front line. And so Pakistan now has one of the highest numbers of daily new cases in the world. We're being told actually on Thursday they were up at 5,300 cases. So, you know, it's a question that people keep asking, you know, when is coronavirus going to end? Well, according to an Italian doctor, and remember, Italy has kind of been on the forefront of a lot of the research because they were one of the hardest hit countries initially after China. And according to Dr., I want to get his name right, I apologize, Matteo Bassetti, he is head of the infectious disease clinic in San Martino Hospital. He is seeing, and I'm seeing this too in my very small population of patients that I see each day, that the virus is becoming less potent. And many times with genetic mutations, it's easier for something to become weaker than it is to become stronger. It can happen, and there are risks of things becoming stronger, but many times as the virus mutates and things change within its DNA on replication, you know, there's a higher chance of something becoming weaker. And so he says the clinical impression I have is that the virus is changing in severity. He says in March and early April, the patterns were completely different. People were coming to the emergency department with a very difficult to manage illness. They needed oxygen, ventilation. Some developed pneumonia. Now the picture has completely changed in terms of patterns. He said it was like an aggressive tiger in March or April, but now it's like a wild cat. He says even elderly patients age 80 or 90 are now sitting up in bed and they are breathing without help. The same patients would have died in 2 or 3 days previously, like in March or April. He says one of the reasons for the virus becoming weaker is that it could have mutated in response to social distancing measures. He says, I think the virus has mutated because our immune system reacts to the virus, and we have a lower viral load now due to lockdown, mask wearing, social distancing. He says we still have to demonstrate why it's different now. It's possible that the virus will be eradicated before researchers find a vaccine. He says we have fewer and fewer people infected, and it could end up with the virus dying out. Another expert, however, was less optimistic and said that the virus is not disappearing soon. He thinks it could take years. Dr. Bharat Pankahani, professor of the UK's University of Exeter, medical school, says, I don't expect it to die out that quickly. He says, it will if it has no one to infect. If we have a successful vaccine, then we'll be able to do what we did with smallpox. But because it's so infectious and widespread, it won't go away for a very long time. So these resurgences that we're seeing, is a concern because it's hot. In my neck of the woods, it's about 109 degrees. Definitely not something that I would think would be a conducive environment for a virus. But I am noticing that many of these cases don't seem to be as severe. Now, we have seen a lot of states, unfortunately, have spikes because of, social distancing going down and, people being sick of the mask. And we knew this would happen. I don't want to blame, the relaxation of the lockdown on coronavirus spikes because I don't want us to lock down again, but I still have to be honest. I know we have to be very, very careful what we say in the media because governors and state officials will say, all right, lock us down again. But, I have to be honest, if we all live in a bubble, if we all stay home, we are going to see less cases. And when somebody says the lockdown helped lower the number of cases of the virus, yeah, it did. That doesn't mean it was, the right political decision, the right economic decision. But we did successfully slow down coronavirus. Locking yourself down in a house and not having a job to go to will also cut down on car accidents. That doesn't mean every time we want to cut down on car accidents, we make everybody lose their job and stay home. But that's what's going to be up for debate. I'm a doctor. I'm supposed to be anti-infectious disease. I'm supposed to follow the lead of the CDC and the World Health Organization, which conflicted, by the way, many times, and, put patient safety first. I'm not supposed to worry about economy. However, I think a good doctor does also think about the economy. I think the good doctor also realizes that depression, that, relapsing from rehab, these are things that cause morbidity and mortality as well. Morbidity is becoming sick. Mortality is dying. And so even though I was supportive of our state officials in terms of lockdown measures, because people were already scared and locking down anyway, so, at least government decrees of store closures allowed some, to get some financial, assistance, not everybody, whether it's a decision that we need to make again, that's something I don't really want to even face because it was devastating. But yeah, lockdowns did slow down the virus. And now that we're back out there, not wearing masks, yeah, virus is spreading. That's no surprise. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I am going to give you guys a list of hand sanitizers. Apparently there's a lot of hand sanitizers coming out of Mexico that have methanol instead of ethanol, and people could get methanol poisoning. So the FDA has a list of hand sanitizers to avoid that might have come from a company from Mexico. So, you know, this whole hand sanitizer thing, we need to probably kind of reevaluate, because we're hand sanitizing like crazy and some people are getting methanol poisoning. So we're going to talk about that. But let's talk about alcohol, okay? We're talking about hard alcohol, whiskey and rum and scotch and beer and, you know, gin and vodka and tequila and, oh, yeah. You know, I haven't drunk, you know, as much as people say they have during the lockdown because I've had to work, you know, so I know a lot of people have been kind of, you know, drinking at 10 a.m. and all that. And we've been told that men shouldn't drink more than 2 drinks a day, women more than one. And women haven't liked that. They're like, how can the guys get to drink and we don't? You know, and the guy's like, well, because we're married to you. And it's been really a source of contention and I think discrimination. And if we're going to be, you know, revamping everything and, you know, how we look at race and gender and all that, then, yeah, maybe we do have to change the guidelines. But that's not why they did it. All joking aside, guys, dudes, you know, got more muscle. You know, they're bigger than us women. I mean, I know you can't imagine it, but I used to be really, you know, petite and dainty. I've never been petite or dainty, you know, but when I was just a little baby girl, you know, my muscle mass was different than a man's, all right? My body weight was different than a man's. It used to be. So the guidelines, the dietary guidelines made by medical experts said mild to moderate alcohol use would be no more than 2 drinks for a guy, 1 drink for a woman. Now, we're not talking big goblets, you know, wine glasses. We're talking like 5 ounces of wine, an ounce of hard liquor, and for those of us that bartended, it was always greater than an ounce or a shot, or a 12-ounce beer. You drink more than that over one time as a woman, 2 times for a guy, that's now starting to go into more excessive or moderate alcohol use. Well, apparently there's been a lot of people scratching their heads going, why? You know, 2 drinks can still, you know, cause certain damage to the liver. It could still put somebody at risk for heart disease, could raise people's blood pressure, could cause GI issues. So they're starting to reevaluate the guidelines, and it seems like they are going to now be recommending that dudes don't drink more than one in a setting. It would probably be within a 4 or 5 hour period or maybe even a day. I think in a day. I think this is more than one day. And for those of us that watch football, you know, and we got the morning, you got the 10 a.m. game Pacific time, then we got the 1 p.m. game, and then we got the 5:30 NBC Monday Night Football. It's really hard to make one drink last that whole time. But as a doctor, well, you know, I've never liked numbers and these guidelines, because you could have a guy that's 300 pounds, you could have a guy that's 140 pounds. And you're saying based on gender, 2 is fine. I never thought that made sense. You know, people are different. People are built different. And you could have somebody that's at risk for high blood pressure, and you tell them that they could have 2 drinks and they could have 2 shots, their blood pressure could spike to dangerous levels. So I really don't like the idea of there being some random national number that we're supposed to go by. You know, there was a study looking at how 1 drink in a woman could be enough for her to have a DUI. And people are like, what? That's ridiculous. But, I mean, I've had a half a champagne and gotten buzzed. So it depends on the drink. Champagne hits you harder than a rum and coke or a Tom Collins or an old fashioned. It all depends on what's in there and what's mixed. And so saying, you know, a woman is fine with 1 drink and can drive doesn't make any sense, because everybody's different and their metabolism is different. So I think it really, really takes you having some sense on how much you could handle and you discussing with your doctor. And there is going to be a trend for us to say less alcohol. I know this is not the year to go dry, I get that, but unfortunately, you know, there's risk factors with alcohol. Now, a lot of teachers out there need to kind of get the memo. And I talk about getting the memo because we're seeing changes. You know, we've talked about in real estate now, apparently in Houston, the HASR, the Houston Association of Realtors, had apparently had an advisory council voted against using master for master bedroom, master bath, and to use primary instead. And then a few years back, I believe in Washington, they call it owner bedroom as opposed to master or whatever. And so, you know, there's going to be obviously entities out there that are going to use the term master, not have gotten the memo, and, you know, be looked upon as, you know, saying something that could be construed construed as inappropriate in today's society. Well, teachers, I think, need to get the memo that schools are going to be done with genders, male, female, boy, girl. Some of the bathrooms in California that I was in, how they handled having a female bathroom or a male bathroom or a bathroom for transgender or for those who don't want to identify or be confined to a certain gender, they just took their bathrooms and just put man, woman. So now I'm standing in line with dudes, you know, waiting to go pee. And luckily it's not just a urinal. I wish I could pee in a urinal. That'd be fun. But, you know, there's a toilet. And so after the guy leaves the bathroom, I go in. And, you know, I know women are like, oh my gosh, it's disgusting to use a male bathroom. I'm sorry. I've been in enough female bathrooms. So I think female bathrooms are just as disgusting. So, I mean, in fact, if I was a dude, I don't think I would want to sit on a toilet seat, you know, of a woman who had a really bad period. I'm sorry to say that. But I think, you know, in terms of cleanliness, to tell me that a female buttock is any cleaner than a male buttock, no, I don't buy that. So I have no problem being in a bathroom that another guy was in, so I'm fine with that, and I get it. Restaurants need to do this as inexpensively as possible, so just take your male and female and just put both sexes on there, so it works. But a lot of, I guess, teachers don't realize that as they teach medicine or dentistry or kids that they have male, female, you know, how do we recommend, even in business class, you know, how do you approach a female? How do you, and how do you approach, let's say, a male customer? These are things that people would learn. I mean, there's an art to marketing. There's an art to sales. You know, it's interesting. In sales, we learn that the female member of the household is still the number one influencer of what gets bought. Even if women are working and even if women are, you know, making half the income and, you know, even if child care is being split, they say that many men in a heterosexual married couple will defer to the woman for the decisions on buying. So many business models will discuss and teach how to approach the woman. Right? As if you know what a woman is thinking. See, I'm not the typical girl. I think I've proven to you guys that. I mean, I want to pee standing up. I liked playing with the boys. I liked playing in mud. I think getting dirty is fun. I liked my brother's toys. I hated Barbies. I didn't really want to learn how to cook. I was very, very, you know, for being a girl growing up in the 80s, not really into the whole stereotype. So I get insulted when they say, well, this is how you need to attract a female shopper. You want to attract a female shopper, I mean, have football playing so I'm not missing the game. You know, I mean, you know, if you're going to pass out food, not these little dainty hors d'oeuvres, pass out, oh my gosh, if you really want to get to me, I love, like, lamb shanks. Have you guys ever been to a party where they pass out these hors d'oeuvres, and these little baby hors d'oeuvres, and I'm like, I could barely touch them with my big hands, but then they give you meat on a stick. And I'm like, I'll take the meat on a stick. Okay, that's me. But like, no, those are for the guys. And I'm like, no, I'm going to eat the meat on a stick. So, you know, if you are a teacher or a professor, if you are in business or sales, and you have things written, this is how you approach a man, this is how you approach a woman, you're going to have to get rid of that. And I think it's a bigger deal than people think, because you're going to have a lot of people insulted that you're assuming what their gender is. And if you are doing any sort of reset or reprinting because you're moving to paper because of COVID, and we're moving to paper, we're moving to plastic, we're moving to idling the cars. We're right now moving to environmentally non-friendly temporarily. That's just how it is right now. When we do that, all right, you might as well kind of, you know, gosh, I remember I was at a place a few years ago where it would say, like, ladies' plate. And the ladies' plate was, like, 500 calories, and it was, like, fish and vegetables, and they called it a lady's plate. And I was like, okay, I was like, excuse me? Excuse me. Okay, I want the porterhouse. Ladies play my, no, I was not taking that at all. All right, so teachers, take a look at your curriculums, take a look at your worksheets, your books, make sure things get fixed, because this is the new normal. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Nothing, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
When it comes to the police reform bills in the Democratic-led House and Republican-led Senate, they're seemingly miles apart in agreement on things. Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, tells Fox News some changes really do need to be made.
They also would like to see some standards in training. So you've got 50 different police academies with 50 different sets of training. Every state has one. So there should be some standardization.
White House advisor Kevin Hassett will leave the White House this summer after returning to the Trump administration in March to help the president deal with the economic fallout from the coronavirus crisis. And Senate Minority Leader Democrat from New York Chuck Schumer is calling on the Justice Department Inspector General to examine the firing of a Southern District of New York attorney. You're listening to USA Radio News. Over the weekend, the world saw the largest increase yet in coronavirus cases, according to the World Health Organization. By late Sunday, the WHO tallied more than 183,000 new cases across the world. Now, in the United States, there were just over 36,000 new cases. Regarding those cases, Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf tells Fox Business the administration is on top of things.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force is on top of all of these outbreaks, looking state by state, county by county, whether it's Arizona, Texas, Florida, a number of these states that are having hotspots, that are having those upticks. So we're surging resources, medical individuals and the like, even individuals from the Department of Homeland Security. We're surging into those areas to understand what is the cause of that outbreak.
The green flag set to drop just after 3 o'clock Eastern time at the Talladega Super Speedway. The NASCAR race on Sunday was rained out. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the FDA has advised people to not use certain hand sanitizers that have been manufactured in Mexico, saying the sanitizers can be toxic when absorbed through the skin or digested. So the FDA stated on their website that the sanitizer manufactured in Esk Biochem, S-A-D-C-V, contains the potential presence of methanol or wood alcohol. Now, here are the 9 sanitizers identified by the FDA. One is All Clean Hand Sanitizer. One is Esk Biochem hand sanitizer. One is Clean Care No Germ Advanced Hand Sanitizer. One is Lavar 70 Gel Hand Sanitizer. Lavar means wash. And again, some of them have American English, you know, names to it, like All Clean Hand Sanitizer. You know, Total Olympia. Doesn't necessarily have to have a Spanish name like Lavar. The Good Gel Antibacterial Gel Hand Sanitizer, Clean Care No Germ Advanced, 80%, 75%, and 80% alcohol. Saniderm Advanced Hand Sanitizer, these are just a few of the ones that the FDA says do not use. Methanol, they said, is not an acceptable ingredient in hand sanitizers, and that Lavar Gel contains 81% methanol, while Clean Care No Germ contains 28% methanol. They say consumers who have been exposed to hand sanitizer containing methanol should seek immediate treatment, which is critical for potential reversal of toxic effects of methanol poisoning. So methanol poisoning would look like nausea, vomiting, headache, blurred vision, permanent blindness, seizures, coma, permanent damage to the nervous system, or death. Methanol poisoning is nothing you want to mess with. And children who use hand sanitizers with methanol may accidentally ingest it also and could be at risk. Adults have been drinking hand sanitizers for decades, right, you know, to try to get their alcohol buzz on. So a lot of times you'll see kids who can't get a hold of alcohol will drink hand sanitizer. I know, it's stupid, but if it's methanol, they could really get sick. The FDA has contacted Esk Biochem on June 17th to ask them to remove those sanitizers from the market because of potential risk to people using them. The company had not taken any action by the time the FDA made its announcement on June 19th. Uh-oh. So FDA recommends if you do remove these products, you need to place them in hazardous waste containers. Do not dump them down the drain. Also, you want to make sure your cats or dogs don't eat these. The FDA says so far there's been no reported cases of injury. Hallelujah. FDA reminds consumers to wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, after coughing, sneezing, or blowing one's nose. It also recommends using a hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol or ethyl alcohol. Now, we've been talking about how many places have hand sanitizer that doesn't look like it's in a company bottle. Not that I would still trust that, because a lot of people will repurpose a bottle, you know, and use it for something else. But, you know, like Pine Sol, somebody's going to say, you know what, let's just use the Pine Sol for the lemonade. Don't be doing that, okay? But I can't tell you how many times I've gone to places where it just stinks of vodka or stinks of tequila. And I get how these companies and these restaurants are, you know, trying to make ends meet, and you know, they're trying to have hand sanitizer, and it's very still difficult to buy hand sanitizer very easily. And so, unfortunately, I think a lot of people are kind of making their own. And this kind of reminds us that maybe we should just use our own hand sanitizer or wash our hands, because I don't think I want to use another company's hand sanitizer, because I just don't know what is in it. And mark my words, we are going to revamp the way we approach hand sanitizers, because years ago we were talking about how bad they are for the environment, how bad they are in terms of superbugs. I understand, you know, this is the bug of the day and all rules go out the door. And, you know, when we're talking about, you know, coronavirus, nothing applies anymore that we have, you know, tried to say and advise us on. But I think we're going to go back to going, okay, crap, now that we have more superbugs, let's stop it with the hand sanitizer. So hand washing, masks, social distancing is now the, you know, the way of the future. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we're watching a lot of changes, you know, in terms of names and brands. And Eskimo Pie is going to change their names because of the inappropriateness and the derogatoriness, according to the company. Apparently, Eskimo Pie is a 100-year-old frozen treat. And they will now, and I apologize, I'm having issues with my internet, they will now be retiring their name. The marketing feels that they do need to have kind of a reboot. According to Elizabeth Marquez, we are committed to being a part of the solution on racial equality and recognize the term is derogatory. This move is part of a larger review to ensure our company and brands reflect our people's values. The tweet was patented by Christian Kent Nelson of Ohio and his business partner Russell C. Stover in 1922. And Eskimo Pie joins a growing list of brands that are rethinking their marketing in the wake of Black Lives Matter protests in recent weeks triggered by the death of George Floyd. Quaker Oats announced Wednesday that they are going to retire the Aunt Jemima brand, saying the company recognizes the character's origins are based on a racial stereotype. I believe Uncle Ben Rice is also going to get changed. They're reviewing the Uncle Ben Cream of Wheat. Cream of Wheat packaging has ads since 1918. Mrs. Butterworth's syrup by Conagra Brands. They may also be looking at changing their brand now. The family of the woman who portrayed Aunt Jemima wants the company to reconsider changing their name because that job made their family member a hero in the Texas hometown. Vera Harris doesn't want Aunt Jemima to be rebranded. She said her second cousin was an ambassador almost 100 years ago. Lily and Richard worked for Quaker Oats brand for 23 years, starting from 1925. So Quaker Foods North America, acknowledging that Aunt Jemima's origins are based on a racial stereotype, is now concerning their family, where their family member was kind of a hero based on being, represented on a national brand. So Vera Harris says her second cousin, Lillian Richard, worked as an ambassador for Quaker Oats brand for 23 years from 1925, and she doesn't want the progressive changes to affect her family's local fame. She said there is a historical marker dedicated to Richard in her hometown of Folk after she was one of the black women able to get work in the decades before the civil rights movement. She said a lot of people want to remove. We want the world to know that our cousin Lillian was one of the Aunt Jemimas and she made an honest living. We would ask that you reconsider just wiping all that away. There wasn't a lot of jobs, especially for black women back in the time. She was discovered by Quaker Oats to be their brand person. She made an honest living out of it, the family member says, for a number of years and toured around Texas. She was considered a hero in Hawkins, and we are proud of that. We do not want that history erased. Anna Harrington, who was a cook and former sharecropper, started playing Aunt Jemima by 1935. She reached celebrity level as well. So apparently her great-grandsons had to sue Quaker Oats, claiming they failed to pay royalties to Nancy Green. Nancy Green was the original Aunt Jemima branding. She was the woman who was enslaved and to be a quote-unquote mammy, and this was back in 1834. So they said the great-grandmother helped to formulate the self-rising pancake mix's recipe. Case was later dismissed by a judge. So it's interesting how, you know, the rebranding that's going on has unintended consequences when it's the family of the ones whose brand is on the packaging. That's just, you know, it's one of these things we think about when we make these changes. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. Don't go away.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So CHAZ, Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone in Seattle, or CHOP, which they also call it, Capitol Hill Occupied Protest, has had some violence over the weekend. Police in Seattle said one person was wounded in a second shooting in the area that happened within the last 48 hours. The shooting happened late last night in the area near Seattle's downtown area. Police tweeted that one person was at a hospital with a gunshot wound. The person arrived in a private vehicle and was in serious condition. Please note, private vehicle, so I don't know if the ambulances were allowed to get in there. Harborview Medical Center spokesperson Susan Greg said in a statement. Then there was a pre-dawn shooting on Saturday that left a 19-year-old man dead and a 33-year-old man critically injured. Both victims, whose identities have not yet been released, were transported to the same hospital via private car. The suspect or suspects in that first shooting fled the scene. No arrests have been made as of Sunday, according to Detective Mark Jameson. So according to a police blog, officers responding to the shooting said they were met by a violent crowd that prevented officers' safe access to the victims. Video released by police appeared to show officers arriving at the protest zone, saying they wanted to get to the victim, and entering as people yelled that the victim was already gone. People mostly police then had to retreat from the zone after having clashes with protesters. Now, from what we understand, some of the organizers of CHAZ are trying to look for ways to prevent the protest zone violence. From what we're being told, the daytime is supposed to be pretty nice and fun, and people out in the streets enjoying their liberty, and I guess, I don't know, eating vegan meals, and they make it look like they're having a party. But unfortunately, once the sun goes down, things start to get pretty violent. So apparently, Kelsey Nyland, a spokeswoman for the mayor's office, said Mayor Durkin and city staff have been meeting with small business owners in the Cal Anderson Park Pike Pine corridor to hear about problems emerging at night. So they want to continue to make changes and partner with black-led, quote, black-led community organizations, demonstrators, small businesses, residents, and trusted messengers who will center de-escalation. So long-term strategies are now being looked at as to what they can do. So some organizers affiliated with the protest zone distributed an unsigned letter Sunday calling for suggested CHOP hours of 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to encourage the area to stop being a chaotic, immobile zone in the overnight hours. Some residents and volunteers would remain overnight. The letter also suggested that intoxicated persons stay away from the protest zone. They say it remains to be seen if the shooting will have lasting effects on the ongoing protests, but they say it is unlikely to shift activists' view that police do not create true community safety. So in a statement Saturday, Decriminalize Seattle, a group pushing to redirect funding from police to community organizations, pointed to the fatal stabbing.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
Oh, that's my Siri. There was a fatal stabbing of a black woman, 25-year-old Rayshawna Weber. This happened in the same area last summer, and that's when the East Precinct, which has been abandoned since, was quote-unquote operating normally. They say the presence of police did not stop that death. So, by yesterday morning, they say CHOP appeared to be underway as they have been for 2 weeks. Residents were emerging from their tents, handing out food and supplies as they prepared what they have, the Decolonization Conversation Cafe. What we understand, they honored those who were injured and killed in the gunfire and the violence, and so now there's a group of suggestions being circulated to narrow the hours. Speakers emphasized that the list was not prescriptive. A group of about 25 people agreed on the ideas. Others in the area have not heard about the suggestions. So you know, those people watching this, you know, want to look to see if CHAZ or CHOP can be the beacon or the barometer of an unpoliced society. Many others are looking at this as you're going to see how this doesn't work. Now, mind you, they're only 2 weeks in, but I'm concerned, you know, because some of the rules that have been reported is, you know, you can't get back to your apartment without ID. Yet I thought ID was an issue that many people did not want to have to deal with, especially when it came to voting. So I'd like to kind of see how things are going to work out where, you know, you have to have an ID to, you know, come into Chaz, but you don't need an ID to vote. And what if they have their own elections? Are they going to want voter ID then, because they don't want outside influences messing with their election? So it'll be kind of very interesting to see how they deal with the same issues that obviously the government deals with. Meanwhile, police are taking matters into their own hands. In Brooklyn, apparently the Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, that's what they call this in Daily Mail, told residents to not call them, not call 311 or 911 over the complaints of illegal fireworks. Apparently there's been over 1,700 complaints in the first half of June alone, 80 times more than has been recorded in previous years because of illegal fireworks. And these illegal firework displays that could cause fires and could cause injuries have now plagued New York City. But police are not going to get involved because those are, quote, nonviolent protests. And they've recommended that these be resolved by, quote, community response. Now, what if your area does not have community response? So is that their way of saying, guys, start policing yourselves? See, Americans in other cities have been kept up all night through the sound of booming fireworks for the past 3 weeks. And, I mean, with everything going on, if police officers think their lives are going to be at risk coming in for a call that has to do with illegal firework, and they have bigger fish to fry, or they don't want to put their lives on the line, can we blame them? You know, if they don't want to get into, and the other issue, because people are like, why is this illegal fireworks? Why is this of all issues? Remember, fireworks sound like gunshots. Police going into an area with everything going on and hearing the popping with the ramifications, if they shoot somebody that didn't have a gun, it's no wonder police are like, you know what, when it comes to illegal fireworks, we're just out. Now, people are concerned, like, well, we pay taxes. We pay, we can't have it both ways. All right? If an officer is going to be, you know, obviously fired and then charged with murder because of injuring or killing somebody who was not using deadly force, then being in an environment where it sounds like deadly force is all around them probably isn't the most ideal scenario for them. Yeah, you know, I mean, what do we expect them to do? So New Yorkers are being told to maybe not call 311 or 911. We're being told that many calls for 911 are not being addressed by the police if they don't think it is deadly. Now, unfortunately, you know, we do see domestic, you know, issues or issues with neighbors that do become deadly. And unfortunately, a lot of people call the police when they think things are about to go wrong. Now, we talk about the Karens, and this is something we're going to talk about later on this week, where somebody calling the police on somebody is called a Karen. Well, again, that all stems from what happened with George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman decided to take community response in his own hands, and he killed Trayvon Martin. So, despite what, you know, people think happened within the scuffle. So now people are saying, well, you know, we'll just call the police and get the police involved so we don't get involved. But the police don't want to get involved. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. you should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.